Sur la radio du cinéma, Jenna Suru, je suis ravie aujourd'hui d'être rejointe par les deux filmmakers d'un court-métrage qui fait beaucoup de vagues cette semaine au Holly Shorts Film Festival. Je parle bien sûr de The Ebony Canal et je suis rejointe donc aujourd'hui par Emily Alacuiva et Brenda Gilbert. Welcome!
Yes, thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate Paris is like my second home, so I can't wait to get back there. But thank you so much for having us on the show.
Welcome, Imai, you are the director of the Albany Canal. Can you tell us about the incredible origins of the project?
Yes, well, the Ebony Canal is an incredible film project that we've been working on for about 2.5 years that really allows us to attack some of these disparities among Black and Brown women and birthing folks and their babies. We started on this 2.5 years ago. We follow four Black women along their birthing journey, and we also dove into the individuals that are going to help to make this work and to build new solution-driven practices towards making a change. So we spoke with, doctors, nurses, doulas, midwives, and a myriad of individuals that could really take us to a different place. The fact that America is, has, maternal rates of, Black women 3 times likely to die during childbirth. Black babies and brown babies are 2.5 times that to die before their first birthday than their white counterparts. It underscored, being able to see something and do something about it. So that's what this documentary film is about, featuring narration by Viola Davis, insights by former VP Kamala Harris, creative collaborations with Kiki Palmer, and some great experts along the way, really allowed us to put together a piece of art, a piece of cinematic art, for a lot of people to consume as we help to save as many Black and Brown babies as possible.
Brenda, why was it important to incorporate artistry into the film? Obviously, this short has a lot of elements, including music. Why was the music important? And most importantly, why is it important to have art when we're talking about dramatic topics and emergency topics?
I think, to answer that question, it's very unique, and I've never seen it before, where this film embodies both art policy and advocacy, and to complement that with these artistic decisions that Imei had made, really is something that individuals will want to see for its artistic ability, but just the underlying activism in it. So it really supplements it, it enhances it, and makes it more beautiful. And you all want to be a part of the journey and embody what has been conveyed in the film itself.
You have incredible subjects in the film that are being featured. I'm thinking of Kiki Palmer, I'm thinking of Laman Rooker, also Charles Johnson. How did you go about to have such a space of safety and intimacy, being comfortable talking about a topic that is obviously involving everyone around the world, but also being specific in the ways that you can actually incorporate solutions into our societies?
Yes. So when it comes to, who got us in this mess, we have to look at the same individuals to help us get out of this mess. So when you think of Charles Johnson from For Care for Moms, when you think about Kimberly Seals Ehlers from Earth App, when you think about Elaine Welderoff from Birth Fund, you got to think of the individuals that need to come together as a team in order to make sure that we are heard and that we are amplified. And the thing is, this film isn't about, beating up doctors in some alleyway or, threatening nurses and things of that nature. All we want to do is we want to uncover the hurt, we want to reveal the healing, but we also want to be committed to the hope. So that's what this film is all about, when we sort of bring these individuals together. And we have creative collaborations with Kiki Palmer, who interviewed former VP Kamala Harris for us. It really underscores the voices that we need. Advocare is a root word, a Greek root word that's behind advocate, and it means to amplify. So what we want to do is we want to continue to amplify this message because it's bigger than a film. It's more like a fight around the world.
Why would you like to tell your male audience who are afraid to ask questions about the matter? Why would you like them to take away from the short?
What I would love for fathers and birthing partners to take away from this film is that you matter as well. You are a part of this fight all the way from conception. And the thing is, a lot of times fathers are pushed away until the end of 9 months. Hey, here's 9 months. We'll see you later. Here's an apple. Go chew on that. But no. And one of the important things why Brenda and I thought it was so important to make sure that we have a section in this film about fatherhood is because fathers matter as well. And statistics also prove that when fathers or birthing partners are in, the labor room, women have 25 to 39% more chance of survival. And that baby has more of a chance of survival just by being in the room. And this is addition to the midwives. This is in addition to the doulas. And the difference between midwives and doulas is midwifery is more of the clinical approach and support for Black and Brown moms. And then doulas is more like your aunt, your sister, individuals who might be your neighbor that can hold your hand, feed you crackers, have you sip on water while you wait. So we understood the importance of bringing these individuals together in order to make an incredible film.
Bringing individuals together and perhaps Brenda, also film festivals. Do they really matter? I mean, there are so many films at festivals.
I think that it does matter for sure, just in terms of visibility and the content, but also to highlight Ime as a filmmaker. He's an award-winning filmmaker, very humble, and he knows how to put things onto the screen, which is just very appealing. So I think that any type of exposure, particularly when there is important subject matter, when there is a call to action, when there is catalyst for change, really propagates people to make that and want to be a part of it.
In the documentary, Vice President Kamala Harris highlighted on the importance to ask any question that matters to you, as a future mother in particular. Can you mention a couple of questions that you heard this week that either surprised you or that you found so relevant that you would like to bring them on this conversation today?
I would definitely have Brenda start us off.
I think that, sometimes when the things that was really surprising to me when we were talking to people, not necessarily in Chicago, that this subject matter is too deep. And they hadn't even watched the film itself. And it is something that's really important. And not only that it is important, it's just watch the cinematic beauty of it all. Like you said, the music elements, just even the color schemes and just the differences between black and white in the film itself. I want Ime to actually talk about the process and why he chose certain colors and the fluidity and just even also the music itself.
Yes, and absolutely. And to add on to that, we always get so many questions, the reservation, but in addition to the questions, we get statements where people are blown away on how easily digestible a film like this is, which is why it's so important that, when we shot black and white, metaphoric as black and white spaces, when we called it the Ebony Canal, ebony being a dark shade or a black color, when you think of the canal, when you connect one body of life to another body of life, there's so many poetic equities that are just in the name. And there's so many puns that surround that. Black and brown women, they've been a part of the undercurrent for centuries, but it takes us to produce new wave of solution-driven practices. And that's what this cinematic poem is all about. And me as an artist, I look at, me not necessarily a filmmaker. I don't know how to make the plastic. I don't know the science behind, making, the machines, but I do know how to write a poem through a piece of glass that's a half inch thick. And to have individuals sort of gravitate towards that speaks volumes on how important the art is, which is why when Viola found out about this film by watching a 3 minute and 43 second trailer, she said, "I don't care what I'm doing, G20, G15, G50, Scandal, whatever I'm doing, Woman King." She literally moved everything off of her calendar and said, "I want to be a part of this project." And that's what's important for all of us to come together. This is bigger than just a movie. If an EGOT winner, an EGOT meaning, Emmy, Golden Globe, Oscar, Tony, if she could move all, her whole schedule to the side for a scrawny 6'4", 200 something pound guy to be a part of this film, it will take the world to come in on. We screened in South Africa, so this is now international. We won 3 Webby Awards, we won 5 Telly Awards. We've been screening all around, but we want to continue to allow people to forget that it's a film, but this is about generational change.
Teamwork, international audiences, and also perhaps awareness in a country like France, maybe.
I think that absolutely we'd like to screen it wherever we can. Like Ime had mentioned, it's global, and this is actually a global problem and a communal problem, a societal problem, and a national problem. So I think that again, the more exposure that we get, the more visibility that we get, but also for people to really understand and enjoy the film itself and the brilliance that Ime brings to camera.
And also in addition to that, everybody can be a hero. We don't need capes. We can be heroes for each other by simply taking that time to support. Support is free. Amplification is free. You know what I mean? We're asking more for the amplification. Yes, the awards, we love the awards, we get it, but we have to save at least one mom. We have to save at least one baby for this to be globally effective. And that is the mission that we're on.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us. We encourage anyone listening to this to follow us on all social media outlets at the Ebony Canal, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, you name it. We are ready for you to become a vessel and to join us along the Ebony Canal.